880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to the show that I'm doing on my vacation. So here I am, I'm on my vacation. We're having a great show. Tarek Maddox just was on the first half hour with Johnny in social media. We were talking about branding. He did a great job. He's going to be on again at 5:40. In that 5:40 segment, Tarek and I are going to talk about doing good here in Miami area and doing social justice for people. Today, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. I'm going to do the whole show on my own, except for the end, which we're going to do with Tarek Maddox. Johnny will be here to talk social media in a couple of minutes. I'm going to go horizontal. I'm going to take a look across the horizon, a wide range of topics that I've been following and that I'm going to be watching in the fall. I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve and interest rates, the impact of the interest rate changes on real estate, the housing, the South Florida urban land market and its impact on condo and rental housing. I'm going to talk about the need to take a vacation. And believe me, everybody needs a vacation. I'm finding that out on my first one in 4 years. Family offices and wealth management, how to keep the wealth growing and what to do with your next generation. Community involvement, we'll talk with Tarek Maddox in the second half hour about that. High five to Tarek, and thanks for Publix for jumping on board with us. We're going to have Publix sponsoring a bunch of our community events that we're going to have coming up. Health and wellness, European economy and its impact on the U.S., the Dolphins, the Marlins, and the Heat, and more. I'm going to read some emails, too. So to start the show off, let's talk about the stock market. The stock market's smoking hot. It's going nuts. And we talked about that in the last half hour. The reason is, and I didn't even read this until just now, but the continued jawboning of the central banks across the world to continue easy money helps the stock market and all the businesses continue to rock because they're going to feast on that cheap money. However, all of that cheap money distorts the economy and we will eventually have to pay the piper. We'll talk about that when we come back after this. Stevie, take me away. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be?
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
All right. As we get older, we're all at risk of developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation. You know, I love that part about the 2020 and the eye exam. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer has been ranked the number one eye hospital in the country 10 years running. They just got renamed again. Visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Thank you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Stevie woke up and he reminded me that I have to do the spot for Warren Henry. Thank you, Stevie. High five to you for staying awake. Go across the street and get yourself a cafecito. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. They're great brands. You know, we talked about branding in the last segment. These are some great brands.
They're amazing.
All right, now that means complimentary dent repair. The Warren Henry Advantage, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, for any time. The personal assistant that you can call any time for anything for an entire year. Stevie, the rhythm just messed me up.
You're getting pretty good at this.
I am getting pretty good. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. All right, Stevie. Stevie, keeping format. High five to Stevie for at least making it look good. All right, now we want to talk today. I'm going to do most of the show myself. I've got Johnny here when we talk some business. Johnny was a heavy trader on the New York Stock Exchange for many years until he came down here to have a new lifestyle.
Quality of lifestyle.
There you go. Okay. And so Johnny's here. He can talk stock market and Wall Street with me. He's also going to talk social media. First thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the European economy and its impact on softness here in the United States. The European economy continues to be soft. There continues to be a lot of unemployment. You're starting to see some unrest, not a lot. I mean, you expected to see more by now, and I think that the European governments are handling that very well. The other thing that they're doing is that they're teaming up with the United States government banks and making sure that the money stays easy. That's because it's still uncertain in Europe. It's still uncertain in the United States. The arrows are beginning to point up, but not continuously. And in Europe, their old ways of socialism are costing them. They're having to redistribute income. They're having to redistribute the way people work. And there are people that are pushing back against bringing the European economy away from socialism and back to where the United States would be. European economy is still depending on exporting here to the United States. And if we continue to stay soft, it's not going to be a good sign for them. I read today in today's paper that they're still expecting after back-to-school sales to be down this year over last year, about 7%. And if that continues, that won't be a good sign for the economy. It'll continue a downward spiral that we've been in for a number of years. However, the stock market's rocking. And you wonder why. Because the stock market's really the gauge of investor confidence. And the reason is it's still feasting on cheap money and the distortions that cheap money provides the economy. It's crushing bond prices, Johnny. No?
Oh, man, they got hammered today. Yeah.
Okay, so look, his inverse relationship, at least that inverse relationship continues to be in force. As the stock market rages, people come out of bonds, taking their money, cashing their bonds, and putting them into the stock market. But bonds have always been a place for safety and security. And now with the default in Detroit, many people are relooking at their municipal bonds. I know that the guys that trade my municipal bonds, that's right, the guys that trade munis for me, have been warning me for years about the higher rates that some of the cities are paying, and instead we focus on things that are project related, where you can see a guaranteed return of payment, things like water and sewer bonds and stuff like that. Did I really say that kind of stuff?
The MIA airports.
How about that? Am I not
when
that
I got
bad?
Into the bond market, the average yield was 5.75 on a tax exempt.
Today?
Yeah, today we're down probably 3.75. I haven't checked.
Well, you know,
4% if you're lucky.
So that means that all the retirees and all the people that depend on this fixed income are having a problem and perhaps having to liquidate part of their portfolio. That's only going to get worse for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are going to really take it in the neck in all this are seniors. Why do you say? Because eventually inflation's going to come back. And unless a senior is able to go out and buy an inflation-indexed security or buy a piece of real estate, which is the ultimate inflation hedge, they're out of luck. So while the interest rates continue to be held low and that means that that values continue to remain artificially high. You go, why is that? Well, people can borrow money cheaper and easier. That means they can afford to pay more for properties. This distorts the value of the properties. As interest rates go up, or even the specter of interest rates come, first, values will pop up a little bit as people scramble to get that last bit of cheap dollars and cheap real estate, and then they're going to crunch. You go, well, where do we see this? How about with the condo market? Okay, a minute that financing wasn't available, the condo market crashed. The housing market crashed. It's still tough to get financing. Most of this stuff that you're seeing sell here in South Florida is being sold to all cash investors. However, I am seeing homes being built all over the place now, including tract housing just north of the Golden Glades. And that stuff is going to get soaked up like a biscuit and gravy. And up until now, there's been slowness in the residential, not luxury market, but that is changing. People with jobs are able to buy homes and they're off the sidelines. How do I know? Because my mom is the head of our condo association. And they've been having 2 and 3 approvals come through their condo board every week for the last few months. I'm going, Mom, what's going on? Just a couple months ago, you were throwing people out for not paying their fees. And now suddenly you're having a line of people to buy condos. I said, Mom, you should become a realtor again. I think that the people that are really making money are the realtors and the mortgage brokers. Although I talked to a residential mortgage broker today, and he said it still hadn't picked up too much. So the luxury market continues to stay hot, as our friend Carlos Rosso from Related Group and Gil Deezer from Deezer Properties tells us on a regular basis. Those guys are blowing and going. Gil with his Porsche condo. Carlos with his grab bag of deals all around town, including the 2 mega towers that are going to go up by me in Edgewater. Oh, by the way, memo to self, find a new road to take other than Biscayne Boulevard.
Getting crazy out there?
Oh, it's insane. It's insane. And oh, by the way, out there, if you're listening to me, calm down. That jerk that just cut you off, there's nothing your attitude can do about that jerk. So the only thing you can control is yourself. Calm down. Spoken by me calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
I did that 3
huge.
Times on the way over here.
That's
3 times.
That's a paradigmatic difference right there.
Yeah, he's making a difference. Yep. You know, he's laying me back. Because I got to tell you is that these people out here, they drive me crazy. They cut me off. They think it's their right to cut me off. And now I got introduced to the ultimate person out there, the ultimate jerk, who after they cut you off, puts on their wipers, which they have set to flash over their car. It's got to be set for them on purpose to get the next 6 guys behind him. Stevie's cracking up. Stevie, you hate these people, don't you? He's nodding yes. I think everybody hates these people. So if this is you, take your car in and get the thing readjusted so your car wash things hit your windshield. The most important thing in America today is the car wash beams hitting your windshield. If we all focus on that, life will be a better place. But the Fed rate fluctuations have already cost me 2 real estate deals. Because what's going on is that one of them reduced the proceeds on a loan so low that the guy took an offer instead to sell the properties. The other, I have a client that owns everything all cash. He's going to me, Jim, I was ready to buy when I was borrowing below 4, but that's over. That's over. I said, well, dude, it used to be borrowing below 10 and you'd be crazy not to do that. Now borrowing above 4 and you're going nuts over it. But yes, so people are pulling back. Ben Bernanke's jawboning has had its intended effect on the real estate market. It slowed it down. It changed its dynamic. There's a lot of different things that are going on in the real estate market that can only be explained by the lack of clarity on interest rates, by the lack of understanding of near-term, long-term rates, their impact on things. Everybody's buying, leveraging long. Soon their prices that they paid to get that cash flow are going to change because everybody focuses on their leveraged cash on cash return. The leveraged cash on cash return is about to change. If you have a floating rate mortgage, it's going to change soon. Stevie's giving me the finger, which means I'm on the way out, but I'll be back. I've got a lot more topics. We're going to talk family wealth, family office, social investment, health and wellness, the Marlins and Dolphins. Back after this.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right. Steve, you got it right this time. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All great nameplates, all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Miami Marlins, come on and join the Marlins, Joe.
It's Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Pick up the Sir Pizza 4-pack and get 4 tickets, 4 Sir Pizzas, and 4 Pepsi soft drinks, all for just $60. Plus, stay after for a Fireworks Spectacular, presented by Bacardi. The next Fireworks Friday is August 2nd against the Indians at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins sure baseball. Dive in.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, dive right in. Enjoy the fun, man. I just love that song. It goes around in my head. You know, one of these Estefan producers put that whole thing together, and it just is great. The Marlins, they get a high five for that one. It's infecting my brain. And while we're talking about that, I want to talk a little bit about the Marlins. The Marlins have been sponsors on the show here this season. We want to thank the Marlins for being a sponsor on the show. And I want to tell people what we've been doing. We've been going and having hashtag sweet nights at the Marlins games. We had them during the week. We've had them on a Saturday night. We've had family games on Sundays. You know, maybe you don't realize it, but people want to go to those games. I can't. They're sold out within minutes. I've got an event that I'm running with the Urban Land Institute where we're sponsoring it, and people are trying to find ways to game to get 3 and 4 seats to go to the game, and we're limiting it to like one per person and stuff like that. And the Marlins games are fun, and we sit in these suites. And I haven't really sat in suites a lot, you know, on a regular basis. I've done it in the past, obviously, but not on a regular basis like I have this season. And you start to learn what the suite lifestyle is. And what that lifestyle is you go up and you not only have a party, but you network. And every single one of these, I put them together so that there's different people that want to network. And it's amazing the things that go on. They're fabulous events. Every single person sends a thank you note. The kids love it. The kids just love it. I'll say it again, love it. And I'll give a little story. The first sweet night we had, everybody had left by the ninth inning except a couple of young people that had stayed through the ninth inning because that's what young people do. So they were the only ones in the booth, and lo and behold, they're the ones that caught the foul ball. The other night that we went, the guy almost injured himself reaching for the foul ball. It's really a lot of fun. And when you go up in the suites, it looks like they have them built so that the foul balls can't escape, because I think that all of the railing guard goes all the way down to the floor. So it's a great time. You should go out and check out this go to the suites thing with the Marlins, or just go to a regular game. Vivian, my wife, at Vivian Freed, loves to go just to the regular games. We have a thing that we do at the Marlins games. We come in, we sit down, we watch Giancarlo Stanton hit his first home run. Then we walk around the stadium. We end up in the Taste of Latin America back there in the right field corner where Stanton hit the home run that knocked out the scoreboard. And we get mariquitas and a beer, Budweiser. And then we sit and watch an inning. And then she goes and stands online and gets me a pizza. And I go sit behind home plate where my seats are. She comes back. She gets there about the sixth inning. We watch her a couple more innings, and then we leave. Perfect evening. And your hair doesn't get crinky if you're a girl, because it's nice and dry and comfortable. It's really a great place to go, and everybody's having fun. Everybody's happy. And after the first 2 months, if anybody's woken up and looked, the Marlins are one of the better teams in the National League. The product's great. The pitching's terrific, and we've had just an absolutely smoking super time. So high five to the Marlins on what they've been able to do and the product that they've been putting on the field and the thing that we've been doing in the suites. Back to commercial real estate. So we talked a little bit about how the different markets were hot or cold or whatever. The luxury condo market's smoking hot. The working class condos are now coming back, and single family home starts are smoking hot as well. The hottest sector by far is the lavish, over the top, upscale condos. Those starting parties are back, and the land prices are up there, but they're too high for us to build apartments. But perhaps they might start coming down. Perhaps. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We're still looking for good, solid rental apartment sites, and those are usually found on the edge of the hot market. So we've done a couple of the rental apartment sites here in South Florida, and they're in between. They're tweener sites, but they're great locations. You're going to see some really cool purpose-built rental buildings coming up, thanks to me, in the next few months. And now to share the prices on the land, the condos are starting to have to be mixed-use projects. We're starting to see condo developers come to us and say, can you build an apartment, a hotel with us? Can you build some rental, some retail with us? And so you're starting to see that again. The issue with the retail that's built for the condos is that, unfortunately, a lot of condos are designed as condos, not as retail centers, surprisingly enough. And so the spacing of the columns and the depths of the bays of the different spaces in the condos aren't necessarily perfect for retail, but a lot of them are perfect for the upscale dining establishments that are being placed in them. So you're starting to see a lot of that. If I was going to want to be somebody in the next year or two, perhaps the hottest sector to be in might be restaurant leasing. You can certainly find that out by asking one of my young friends that I've done business with over the years, John Carter from Comras. He does a lot of the restaurants, and he's been just killing it the last few years, and now they're buying stuff in Wynwood, which is a topic for another day. But let's talk a little bit about why you need to take a vacation. Why you need to take a vacation, and I'll tell you why you need to take a vacation, because you don't know you need one until you're on your vacation. You get on your vacation, you go, well, what's so special? If you're a workaholic like me, you go, gosh, I can't take it. I'm on vacation. I can't take it. I can't take it. And for the last few years, when I really didn't take a vacation, I couldn't take it. When I would go away, quote unquote, I would never let go. And I would just try to control things from far away. And I would get angry and frustrated. So I would end up having the worst days of my life. Rather than relaxing, I'd go nuts. And that's just not something that you want to do. You really don't want to go nuts. You want to relax. How do you relax? You accept your reality as the way it is. If you've got to make a couple of conference calls, the reason you have to make them is because they're important. The conference calls that I've been on this week, the gross value of the four deals that I've worked on the five conference calls is well over $500 million when it's finished. Oh, yeah. Easy. And so I just had to take it and just realize that, hey, I'm going to be on some conference calls. I'm going to have to send some emails. I'm going to have to come up with some good stuff to talk about on my radio show, which really is just free-flowing consciousness from that thing I call a brain. And I'm going to just try to relax. And that's what I've done. So people cut me off 3 days ago. I was all crazy. People cut me off today. Yeah, it's their problem.
Smart.
I left the pool today. I said, hey, everybody, have a great day. They waved back. They couldn't believe that it was me. They asked what I was on. I said, vacation. Now, it ain't all that easy. What did I have to do? I had to plan my vacation. Really, my vacation's really nothing more than 4, 5, 6 Saturdays and Sundays in a row. I'm not going out of town. I'm staying here. So what did I do? On Friday, I took my mom to lunch. On Monday, I took my mom to lunch and a movie. On Saturday and Sunday, I trained with Tarek on Sunday, and then I went to the ball game. On Sunday, it was watching the Marlins and hanging out by the pool. Tuesday was all pool. Wednesday was a lot of work. Today, I relaxed most of the day, and then I came in to do the radio show, and tomorrow, the phone is going off. Saturday, no phone. Sunday, no phone. All the things that were really urgent that had my hair on fire have now been taken care of or pushed to next week. And I was able to connect on some of the most important stuff. I actually had one of my strongest weeks of business while I was not even in the office. But what you have to do is you have to make concessions. You have to go, well, if your office is in you have your office in your home or an office in your home, don't go in there, because when you do, the computer screen will be on or you'll hear a ding and you'll want to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to go to work, and it's not really the best thing to do. So the challenges are, you have to lose the work attitude. You know, number one, you're successful for a reason. Lose the attitude. Don't beat up the barista at the Starbucks on the Monday of your vacation because the coffee didn't come out right. Relax. Relax. And now what you got to do is you got to start stepping off the train because the train is going 1,000 miles an hour. So you step off the train. And then what you got to do is you got to realize that it's just a week of Saturdays or Sundays, and then you can start doing it. Fill it with things that you want to do if you're here, and realize that the boat guy isn't somebody you want to hit upside the head when you're on your vacation. Don't scream at the desk manager. I usually send my wife to do that. She's much better at it than I am. And now the last thing I want to talk about during this time is I want to talk about family offices. Family offices, because in the next half hour we're going to talk about social investment, health and wellness, and sports with Tarek. And maybe I'll do a couple of emails. Emails after the traffic, and then we'll talk to Tarek. But right now I want to talk about family offices. You go, what the heck is a family office? A family office is where a family or group of people that are related pool their money together. You say, well, why would you need that? Well, if granddad has $100 million and five kids have $20 million. If they each have five kids, they have $4 million each. And now you see where the investment opportunities may be a little different for junior than they were for grandpa. But if they all put their money together in a family office, suddenly they can make these large group investments. And it allows them to keep their principal intact. And a lot of times, they have the next generation that comes in. And the next generation either does one of two things. They either sit, stand pat, or they want to grow the fortune. If they want to grow the fortune in today's low interest rate, high risk on the stock market world, what are they choosing to do? Real estate. You go, well, how do I know? Because they're calling me. Because what do they want to do? They want to invest with other families. In the last cycle, they all got burned on these remote control real estate investments, REITs, EFTs, ETFs, ABCs, XYZs. And they got burned as the market went down. They couldn't liquidate. They couldn't do anything. They watched it evaporate on them. So now in this cycle, all of the managers at these family offices, they want to direct invest with operators. You go, well, what the heck? Well, that's what I've been doing for 20 years is co-investing with operators. I know the predominant majority of the guys with the good track record. I couldn't say the right word with well, so I had to go in a different direction. The guys with the good track and the ladies with the good track record. We know who they are, and what we do is we provide them with capital. So these family offices want to join in our investments. It's wild to watch them. They can't get enough. I took them to one deal. I took one family to one deal, and they get out of the van like a bunch of clowns coming out of a Volkswagen at the circus. And they go to me. They go at the end. They go, Jim, we need to invest twice as much as you're allowing. I go, dude, I only have this one deal. So I've done like five deals with those people since they stepped off the van that day. But it was really good. And the next generation, how do you do it? You train them. You listen to them. You hear what they want to say. You demonstrate to them. You demonstrate to them the ethics and what you want them to do. If they don't get it, maybe they're not born to get it. And maybe they're there to go out there to fish, to do the fishing pole. And who's the best, most unique example? Larry Zinn. Larry is a third generation success story. You had Dave Zinn, you had his granddad, you had Warren Zinn, Warren Henry, and now you have Larry. And let me tell you is that grandpa and dad better be proud because that Larry Zinn is a smoking hot, smart businessman. I sit down and I talk cars, that's one thing, but we talk personnel, we talk finance and world economics. The guy is a well-informed fireball. And when he talks about human resources and the people that, I'm going to say it this way, work with him, not for him, it's wonderful. So Dave Zinn, high five. Warren Henry Zinn, high five. Larry Zinn, you get a big man hug. Stevie's giving me that finger at the half hour. We're out of here. We're going to be back with health and wellness, social investment, sports and emails. Second half of the hour, back after this.
Excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Oh, man, those Dolphin ads get me fired up. And Hall of Fame game is this weekend. Yes, this weekend football is back. So make sure you go to the Dolphins, go to our website, get your Dolphins tickets. It's smoking hot. We're going to be at all the Dolphin games. We're going to be doing sweet days with the Dolphins, only it'll be at club suites. We're going to have just a great time. And Larry's got a smoking hot suite at the Dolphin games too. You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they all know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my 2 Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Discover U Health, University of Miami Health System, in this week's Miami Herald. Is part of U Health's Discovery Series. You'll learn about the people and patients behind breakthrough medicine happening right in your own backyard. At the only university-based hospital in South Florida, top-ranked physicians partner with the brightest minds in research to bring cutting-edge medicine to our community and the world. Look for UHealth's Discovery Series in this week's Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald, or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got more Freed on Business. Johnny's guests hosting, because we're going to talk social media with Tarek Maddox in just a few minutes. And Johnny, better post that photo I just took. You look like a real radio dude today.
Yeah, coming along.
All right, now, UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, brings you the brightest minds and the best health care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. For the next few weeks, you can learn more about UHealth when you pick up the Miami Herald. The UHealth Discovery Series focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative, interesting things. They even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That's right. That means if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. Every week, there's something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthsystem.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
All right, we are back and we are talking health and wellness, and we've had our UHealth moment, and in a couple minutes, Tarek Maddox is going to talk, going to come in, and we're going to talk health and wellness and staying fit for life. But you know, one of the things that I've really realized in the past few weeks is that the most important thing to do if you want to learn about the health and wellness that's going on here right now is check out the stuff that UHealth is doing and look at some of our archives. We've been doing the UHealth stuff for about 2 years now, and we've got probably 50 to 100 of top-notch doctors. The healthcare guy I talk about in the read, the guys that do the nuclear bombs in your brain for cancer. We've had the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the health and wellness, the guy that used to be the professional wrestler that does fitness, everybody. And they are just terrific. So health and wellness, UHealth, those things should be married in your brain. We're going to get Tarek Maddox on in a few minutes. We'll talk a little bit of health and wellness with him, and Dolphins and Marlins and all that stuff. But I want to do a couple of emails because we haven't done that in a while. And everybody goes, Jim, when are you going to do some more emails? So here they are. I've got a bunch of them. I'm only going to do two or three. Juan in Miami, where do you think the next hot real estate play is? Well, Juan, let's talk about what my strategy is. I really don't bet on what the next hot thing is, because if you bet on the next hot thing, you're going to get burned if you don't time it perfectly. And here in Miami, a lot of the projects that I'm seeing are multi-cycle projects, these 300-400 unit apartments and condos. Those are a couple of cycles to get those done. So really what I think is the hottest thing is the investment methodology we use. And that's by betting on the partners that we select. So I'm betting on the retail guy that I do business with to bring me the right shopping center deal, the right office guy to bring me the right office deal, the right industrial guy, the condo guy, the apartment guy, and we team up with them. We bet on the jockeys. So I would have to say, Juan, that the hottest sector to play in Miami is the jockey. Okay, Steve in Miami Beach. What do you think of the convention center redo? You're an expert on public assembly facility. Well, I think that they've selected a pretty darn good group. We're going to have them on after a couple more weeks. We've been working with their representatives. They've told us they're going to want to come on the show. The people that won the bid for it, and that was Tishman, wasn't it, Johnny?
Yeah, South Beach Ace.
Okay, South Beach Ace won. So we're going to be talking to South Beach Ace. And I think that as long as they build some hotels, they refurbish the convention space, that they create some breakout rooms and meeting rooms, that will be okay. I would actually like to see some residential go around there because there's a lot of people that work there. I think that the residential would capture the workers and not really create that much more traffic.
I like the green space idea. I mean, it's 52 acres and there's a monster parking lot. We have the Holocaust Memorial. You have the Botanical Gardens. Plus, you have the canal, which runs from Update Boulevard to Washington. So it is perfect for residents of Miami Beach to really be a part of this convention center.
I would really like to see them integrate the Lincoln Road experience all the way to the river. I'm not really a master planner or designer, but I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express, so I feel pretty smart right now.
Wow, man, you are just really getting good.
Yeah, I am pretty good, aren't I? Susan in Aventura writes, is it time to buy real estate? What a great question, Susan. Where are you talking about? What are you talking about? And when are you talking about it? So let's break that down for a moment. And why don't you text Tat and tell him to come on in?
Yep.
Okay. Time to buy real estate. Single family? Probably time to buy single family real estate. If you can get a loan, go out there and do it, because single family real estate's just going to rock it up for a little while longer as supply catches up to demand. Right now, there's not enough supply. They're building new homes. If you want to build a new home, it's out there and available. Maybe not where you want to live, but it's out there. If you want to live in a luxury area, there's lots of teardowns that I'm seeing going on out there because luxury's on fire. So if you want single family, perhaps now's the time. It's especially time if you need to buy a house, because economics shouldn't drive it. If you got a family and you're expanding and you need to buy a house, go buy a house. Condos. Well, that depends on whether you want to buy something new or if you want to buy something existing. Existing, I think you probably could do okay right now. Prices are still a little low. You know, they've gone up and up and up, but believe me, they're still 30 or 40% off the top of the market that we saw the last time. And I don't know if we're going to get to the top of the market. So, you know, if you find a condo that you like and it's an existing building, first thing I would do is I would look at the minutes of the last few condo meetings to see if there's any problems in the building.
Smart.
Oh, no, I got a bunch of tricks up my sleeve I don't share with everybody all the time. And then after that, I would go and I would see if I could get financing. And if I could, then I'd go probably buy in that building if they weren't having too many problems. Pre-construction, look, pre-construction, you're buying location and the developer. So if you like the location and you like the developer, if you're doing a deal like with the Related Group or Terra or one of those big companies, I think you're going to be okay. If you're buying it with a guy that just got out of the stock market and put it into a real estate deal, you may have a problem. And don't laugh. There were a couple of those guys the last go around. I saw the banks selling their properties. Now let's talk about commercial for a minute. Commercial, is it time to buy? I'm not sure. Because I think as interest rates rise, values are going to decline. But if you can get what you think is a good deal today and slap good long-term financing on it, go for it. So I do think that now is the time to buy if you've got a good, solid lease underneath you, or you can get good long-term financing. So that augurs well for retail, stabilized multifamily. Everybody knew about multifamily, and retail is the hot, sexy new girl on the block. Everybody's now talking about retail. Consumer confidence is up. Retail's going to smoke. A lot of these tenants are on percentage rents, so if you buy it right, you'll get a nice yield. Oh my God, I'm really talking about way too much now. Steve, is it time for a break or should I keep? Oh, I have two more minutes. Okay, well, we're going to talk about social investment. What we found is that there's lots of people in South Florida that are looking to invest in social infrastructure. We had an event a couple of weeks ago over with the Perrine Optimist, the Richmond Heights Perrine Optimist, and Publix. Publix, the local store manager, dipped into their own fund and provided us with foods and snacks for the kids. So I said, oh my gosh, how do I make this happen more often? So I called up. I have friends in the Publix retail department, the development department, of course. So I called them. They put me in touch with the local spokesperson who called me and said, Jim, if you're dealing with people like Lauren's kids in the Richmond's Optimist Club, we're there. Tarek Maddox, high five. Get us a letter and we're there. So we've now got a relationship with Publix who's going to provide food and beverage as Tarek and Maddox and I go out and do what the hardest thing to do is. I'm going to pay myself with self-actualization.
And you're going to love it.
Dude, my favorite moment of the last month was walking out of that little, with the little tykes, the 5 and 6 year olds playing the da 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 behind me and walking up, da 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 da. Hey, and they were doing a hey. Oh my God, it was so cute, so funny, a moment that I will ever treasure. And next time, you better take that photo. Stevie gave me the finger, so we're wrapping up this segment. We're going to be right back. We're going to have Tarek Maddox on. We're going to talk about social goodness, health and wellness, fit for life, and social justice. We'll be back after this with more Freedom Business. I'm on vacation. I hope you can feel that. All right, Stevie timed it right. Got that finger working, got me in and out of the song really good. He's cracking up. He's having a good time because I'm on vacation. And when you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. My favorite person is May on their service line. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
All right, we've got Tarek Maddox, Frank Gore, and Frank Gore's personal trainer, and he's going to be calling in a minute. And what I'd like to remind you is that on August 11th, the NFL Alumni Caring for Kids, that's right, the NFL South Florida chapter is having its sixth annual charity bowling event. It's going to be at the Sawgrass Lanes. Join Broward Children's Center, the Lomo Camp for a Cure, Jim Jensen Foundation, and my good friend Howard Fabian at 305-987-6041. If you'd like to play in the tournament, 305-987-6041. Howard Fabian, Sawgrass Lanes, is hosting it, 8501 North University Drive in Tamarack. Make sure you go to the NFL Caring for Kids Bowling Tournament. Registration is closed, so you've got to call Howard at 305-987-6041.
It's Marlins Family Sunday. Pick up a Pepsi 4 for 54 pack and dive in on August 4th to see your Marlins against the Indians at 110. Bring your dogs out to the game for a bark at the park, benefiting the Humane Society of Greater Miami. Arrive early for a special pregame ceremony with members of the 2003 Marlins World Series team. Plus, the first 15,000 fans get a Mike Lowell 10th Anniversary World Series bobblehead, courtesy of Pepsi. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with our final segment. We are going to be talking social justice and positive energy and working out with Tarek Maddox. Before I get started, I want to make sure that everybody knows Wall Street Wednesdays will kick off at Seasons 52 in Coral Gables, August 14th, 6 p.m., sponsored by hashtag 880 AM. Oh, yeah, Johnny, you want to say something about that?
And Freed on Business, buddy. Oh, yeah.
Well,
you're going to be there.
I am going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. We met with Seasons 52. They're totally cool. The flatbreads are awesome. Drinks are going to be on the house right when you get in there. First drink is free.
Cold drinks.
Yep, cold drinks. Join us.
All right, it's going to be fun. Tarek, welcome back, man.
Hey, guys, I am back.
All right, we had Tarek on in Johnny's social media 4:30 show. We were talking about branding, and we were talking about how Tarek's is created a brand here of himself. And we talked about how he's going to get the word out. And Tarek has had the NFL players training with him. He has got some time now as they have started back to camp. In a couple of weeks, he's going to start training the NBA guys. So there's a window if there's a CEO, CFO, or just a plain fat person that wants to get in shape. Tarek, how do they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or they can give me a call at area code 786-278-5584.
Now, they don't have to be fat. I wasn't fat, but I've still lost two notches on my belt since we started working out 4 months ago. Tarek, what's your secret?
The secret is to get started. You get started, you stay on the same track, you stay consistent, you dedicate yourself to a program that's going to work for you. Like you and I, Jim, we're on a consistent program and it's working for you. That's the secret, but you can't veer off the track.
So that's just what Bruce Turkell's grandfather told him. Just say yes and do it.
That's it.
Oh,
very
man.
Simple.
Okay, now, Tarek, again, if they want to find you, how do they find you?
At Tarek Maddox on Twitter. Also, give me a call at area code 786-278-5584.
Okay, now we're going to give those numbers and hashtags and all that other stuff out a couple more times, but I want to talk a little bit more. We talked about what Tarek does as a trainer about 45 minutes ago on Johnny's show. Maybe it was an hour at this point. But Tarek, I want to talk a little bit about how you got involved and why you got involved with the kids at the Richmond Heights and Perrine Optimist Center. We went out there. We had a great event. It's up on our website. It's up on your site. Tell us a little bit about how you, Kevin, and the rest of the guys got involved with them.
Well, basically, I trained a bunch of these high-end profile athletes, and I had to sit down. I had a meeting with those guys, and I let them know, man, you know, the community is out. The kids are our future, and we must do something. We must take action, not tomorrow, but today, right now. What do we do? And, Jim, and just with the help of you and come to make it happen with you guys, are a great team, and I think it takes a team effort to make something like that happen with, you know, 200 or 300 kids or what we have. So it just takes action to get out. And I decided to do that because I want a better community. I want kids to be, you know, well off in the near future and, you know, have a solid foundation.
Tarek, I can only say one thing to that. I love you, man.
I love you too, Jim.
that was just the rollout of why people need to just put 2 feet on the ground, 1 foot in front of the other, find somebody, reach out and help them, because that type of positive vibe you just can't buy. Now, Tarek, you know, we've got now Publix helped us out with that one. They're going to hopefully help them. Well, not hopefully. They've committed to helping us out, you know, in the future with others. So that's great. We've got Lawrence Kids. So we're putting together a very effective community action group. So if anybody's out there and wants to work out with a good community activist, how do they find you, Tarek?
Well, you find me on Twitter, at Tarek Maddox. Also, can give me a ring, area code 786-278-5584.
Now, we talked with Johnny about how you work people out. Now, you can go to somebody. They don't need to come to you. And when you go to them, you just bring your trunk with all the stuff in it, right?
Yeah, man. Just like, you know, it's just like Meals on Wheels. We're gonna bring the service to you.
You know,
it's that simple.
It's really great. I mean, I have this fabulous gym at my house where I have the Sky Palace, hashtag Sky Palace. and so we have a fabulous workout. I can walk up and down the thing, do all our fancy stretching, walk around the thing, whatever. What if somebody lives, you know, in a confined area but in a nice neighborhood? You can do it in their backyard. You can do it out, you know, in their lawn. Now, all kinds of really cool. I've seen you working out Frank and Lamar on the high school field, it looks like.
That's right. The best results come from outside. If you don't like the heat, that's another thing. If you don't like the grass, that's another thing as well. But, you know, the gym is great. I like to work out in the gym. I like to work out outside. Every individual has their differences. And, you know, people are different, you know. But if you like to work out outside, I can be very creative. And most importantly, we could be safe and we can make it effective and we can make it work for you.
I can't think of a more motivating scent than a lot of lawn. Had to modify the way I was going to say that. A lot of lawn mixed in with a lot of that hard work and sweat. And I'll tell you, the most neat sound that I've heard of me working out is when my sneakers squeak when we're doing the basketball drills. I can't wait till it gets a little... I got to tell you, I can't do that outside in that heat. When it gets to be October again, we're going to go back out there and you're going to help me make those layups again. We're going to teach Johnny how to play a little basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Jim, we're catching on pretty quickly too, Jim.
Well, you know, a lot of those NBA guys in the early days were Jewish. You know, Bill Sharman and all that stuff, you know.
That's right.
Of them, you know, Dolph Shays, Danny Shays, you know. We got a couple of my types in there too, you know. Now, Tarek, what is your favorite exercise to do with the standard non-NFL person? Is it the thing that you make me run on? Is it using your own body weight? What's the thing that you find is the most effective?
Well, it's using your own body weight. I like to get some good solid core burn in there. Some great stretches, so I don't have just one particular exercise because they all go hand in hand. You know, some great core, some great nice burning squats, you know, some excellent stretches, ballistic stretching, static stretching, all that, the whole package, the whole sandwiches, you know. So, you know, it's a package, it's a bundle thing. I don't like just one specific thing. Now, if you're talking about myself or someone else, it's pretty different. But for the average person, I like to give them, you know, the whole bundle.
Well, Tarek, we're running out of time. Real quick, phone number and handle on Twitter.
Are you guys giving me a call? Area code 786-278-5584. Can you shout me out on Twitter? At Tarek Maddox.
All right, Tarek, I'm going to see you Saturday for our workout. Peace out,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All right. Let's see. I want to talk about my favorite parts of summer for just a minute. Stevie's going to let me know when I got 1 minute left. My favorite parts of summer, good fruit, the coolness outside before a rainstorm, the sunsets and sunrises after a rainstorm, all of the water, the pool, the bay, the beach, the rivers, the gulf, lakes, baseball, football training camp, changes of venues, and vacations. You know, I really didn't talk that much about the Dolphins. We'll talk a little bit more about them. Hey, but the Hall of Fame game is this Sunday. Go to our website, get your tickets. I want to thank the Dolphins for being a sponsor on the show. I want to thank the Marlins for being a sponsor on the show. Man, I'm Mr. Sports Dude. I want to thank UHealth for making it possible. Warren Henry Automotive for making it possible. The NFL Alumni Caring for Kids. It's a theme on our show now because we also have Lauren's Kids. I want to thank Bruce Turkell, Tarek Maddox, Johnny, Irish, Social Media 305. I think I mentioned Lauren's Kids. The Aztec Group, of course, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and of course, thank you to our listeners. Please join our community and give us feedback, comments. Tell us what you want to hear. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our website. If you want to hear the rebroadcast, it's Monday at 10. For Freed on Business, it's Jim Freed. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull